各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brother and sister.
感谢神，今天借着院长的安排，有机会在这边证道。
We thank God that I have a chance to preach to you.
今天这个想跟大家分享的题目呢，也就是刚在这个约翰福音第十三章所提到的。
What I would like to share with you would be from the Gospel of John, what is being read to you earlier, John chapter 13.
今天我们的主题是仆人领袖主耶稣的领导学。
Our topic for today is servant leadership, the model or the teaching from Jesus, or Jesus who taught us the leadership concept.
我们一同来思想一个问题。
Let us think of one question.
如果你知道你明天就要离开这个世界了。
If you know you're about to die tonight,
你今天想要做什么？
What would you do today?
有些人可能会觉得说啊，我这个明天就要离开这个世界了。
Some will say maybe tomorrow I'm leaving, and what should I do?
我很喜欢旅游，我想到世界多跑几个地方走走看看。
I would go to visit different places to tour there.
有些人可能会说，我的工作上还没有到一个段落，我想要到回到公司里面再赶个 project.
Maybe some of us would say we need to return and we need to finish our project.
有些人可能会说，我觉得我家庭非常重要，我希望跟我的家人有更多相处的时间。
Maybe some of us would say I need to spend time with my family.
那约翰福音第十三章呢，其实这边讲的就是主明天他就要被钉死在十字架上了。
And John 13 actually give us that the idea that Jesus is about to die.
主心里面想的是什么呢？
What is his thinking at the time?
里面告诉我们很重要的这种领袖观。
We have a concept from a leadership concept from the scripture.
在圣经里面的领袖观呢，是在这世界所找不到的。
It is hardly we can hardly find in the world。
我们叫做仆人领袖。
We are servant leader。
在这个世界当中呢，仆人就不会是领袖，领袖就不会是仆人。
In this world, it's hard to be a servant, and it's hard to either be a servant and a leader。
好像在非洲里面就是酋长制哈，酋长就不会是去服侍的人。
In Africa, you are a Chief.
所以呢、
Chieftain.
今天我们就要从圣经里面来学这独特的领袖观。
We need to learn from the scripture.
当我们比较这个教会跟社会的时候，我们会发现教会跟社会有很大的不同。
As we compare it, we think there's a big difference.
基本上社会是一个弱肉强食的一个情况。
In society, we need strong leadership.
但是教会却是一个爱的团队。
But in the church, we need love in our fellowship.
常常是大的服侍小的。
Normally, it's the adult or the stronger one helping the weakest one.
强壮的服侍的软弱的。
The strong one helping the weakest.
就好像家是同样的道理。
Just like the family, similar principle.
所以我们在家里面常常看到是这个大的强壮的服侍年幼的软弱的。
So in family, likewise, we think we will see how adult helping the younger ones.
最明显的例子就是家里面有 baby 哈，婴儿诞生的时候。
If we have baby that is born in this family,
那新出生的婴儿呢，一哭了，父母亲马上就有反应了。
When the baby cried, mama would come over.
一哭了，马上爸爸妈妈马上跑过去啊，第一件事啊，看看尿布是不是湿的。
When baby cried, father and mother would come over and help.
然后呢，如果尿布没有湿的话呢，用手指头摸一摸他的脸颊哈，如果嘴巴动的话，表示饿了，想吃了。
And whether it be wetting of pants or whether he needs some help, food and food.
这个就是家。
This is family.
所以教会其实呢也是一样，因为教会是永生神的家。
A church is really the church of the family of the living God.
也是你我属灵的家。
It is really our spiritual home.
我们一同来学习教会里面的领袖观。
We'll try to learn from the leadership principles in the scripture.
首先第一个，仆人领袖应当以爱心为动力。
Firstly, we need love, as our dynamic.
我们再次回到圣经里面来看第一节跟第二节。
Let's look at verse 1 and 2.
圣经里面告诉我们说，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。
Verse 1 and 2。
注意到就是说，在这边特别讲到就是说，主爱我们爱到底，就是爱到极限的意思。
Jesus loves us till the end.
在这边，在这个主为门徒洗脚呢，其实有一个背景。
We really have a background here.
当时的背景呢，其实呢，就是因为啊，大家看过一啊，常常看到一幅名画，叫做这个《最后的晚餐》。
Maybe we have seen the Last Supper。
但是在这最后晚餐的当中，这背后呢，有一个很重要的问题。
As we look through the Last Supper, the drawing of the Last Supper, there is really a background。
这个问题就是谁来洗脚
？Who will wash our feet？
回到2000年前罗马帝国的时代。
If we go back 2000 years ago,
我们知道罗马帝国呢，其实呢，他们养了就是家家户户很多是都有所谓的奴仆啊，佣人。
In Roman Empire, there are many slaves.
那当然就是说，当你接待客人的时候呢，那因为你在路上风尘仆仆的，所以通常呢，就是客人来进到家里面了之后呢，那奴仆呢就是负责帮这个客人洗脚的。
Normally, slaves would try to clean the feet of the visitors.
就好像我们在乡村，我想不管是在国内也好，中国国内也好，或者是台湾的乡下，常常就是你有客人来的时候，马上端一盆水给你洗把脸，是同样的道理，让你觉得比较清。
In Taiwan, normally we would bring out a basin of water so that they can clean themselves.
那回到圣经的背景里面呢，就是说，如果今天家里面有一个仆人，这个问题是很容易解决的。
Today, if there is a servant at our home, then it is easy to solve this problem.
现在这些客人来要吃晚餐了，然后呢，那就要帮客人洗脚。
The visitor needs will be eating with us, then the servant will be helping, assisting.
谁去洗呢？那当然是那一个仆人去洗嘛。
Normally, the servant will be washing.
可是如果你有两个仆人的话，该怎么办呢
？If you have two servants, what will they do？
那还是有三个或者是更多仆人该怎么办
？If there are three or more, what would they do？
然后呢，在这里我们看到其实是主耶稣自己跟他十二个门徒。
Jesus washed the feet of the 12 disciples.
因为帮客人洗脚呢，其实是最卑贱、最卑微的工作。
Helping the visitors to wash feet is really a humble way of serving.
现在这个马上要吃这个最后的晚餐了，我想就是说，当时门徒的反应一定是你看我，我看你，谁要去洗脚？
And the disciples of Jesus probably would watch each other and say, "Who will wash our feet?"
那在一般的世界当中呢，其实你仆人多的时候呢，通常也不会是问题。
If you have many servants, maybe that would not be a problem.
因为呢，在英文里面有一种讲法叫做 pecking order， 有人翻作擢序。
There will be a pecking order.
就好像这个鸡吃东西的时候呢，它不是没有次序的，通常是最这个最强壮的那个公鸡先去吃的，然后才换下一个，在最后才换到小的。
Normally, the strongest hand would be eating.
同样的呢，在这个中文里面也有类似的讲法。
In Chinese, also we all have similar sayings.
我不知道国内有没有这种讲法哈，我们在台湾叫做老鸟跟菜鸟。
The old and the young ones, the young birds.
老鸟的意思就是说我是比较资深的所以我就是在这边等着被服侍了。
I'm older, so I need to be served.
那菜鸟的意思就是你是最新的什么事情都是轮你做。
If you are a younger bird, then you will wait for others.
相信学院里面的餐厅应该不是这样的。
I hope it will not happen in our dining hall.
所以我们要记住，就是主的十二个门徒里面呢，他们才刚刚争过谁伟大的问题。
The disciples have just been asking who will be the greatest in the kingdom.
所以雅各跟他兄弟，然后呢就找到，不但是要争伟大，还把自己的妈妈都找出来了，要跟这个主耶稣说啊，主你得国的时候呢，一个我让我的儿子一个坐你左边，一个人坐右边。
James and his brothers are fighting, and they even include their parents, their mother to ask who will be the greatest.
那现在要洗脚了最卑微的工作。
Right now, the humblest way of serving.
谁去洗呢
？Who will do it?
当他们彼此张望的时候呢
？When they watch each other.
没有想到是我们的主出来帮他们洗脚。
It is Jesus who cleansed their feet.
那另外一个就是说，在这边我们讲到，就是因为呢，仆人领袖应当以爱心为动力。
Servant leader would use love to be the dynamism.
所以仆人领袖呢，应当是爱而不是罪疚感。
Love is really the motivation for our serving and not guiltiness.
特别是在这个圣诞节的时候，大家有机会看看电视的广告其实可以注意一些事情。
If in this Christmas season, look at the advertisement in the TV.
很多的时候呢，一些公益的一些机构人道救援的机构它在感恩节在美国有感恩节或者是圣诞节的时候，有很多的广告，筹款的广告。
A lot of non-profit organization would actually have this advertisement.
可是很多的时候，广告注意到他们 给你看到的就是、哦、你看非洲的人这么穷苦，小孩子连水连饭都没得吃的。
Look at the African children, they don't have food and water to drink.
所以呢他就盼望这个有人去捐钱。
So people will give.
可是在这个他在劝人家奉献捐钱的过程当中，这当然这件事情是好的。
Giving information is correct, but in the process,
很多的时候他们所诉求的呢，其实是人的罪疚感，而不是爱心。
And they are actually touching the guiltiness of human being.
因为在圣诞节或者感恩节的时候，你想一想，你在吃火鸡大餐，或者是你在吃很好的大餐的时候呢
？When you are eating turkey or eating a big meal.
啊，你看电视上这么多可怜的人哈，在非洲没吃没住哈。
You look at the poor people; they don't have place to live and food to eat.
那怎么办呢？
What should you do?
寄20块，寄50块，寄100个 pistol 给他好了。
We will send money.
但是这样子的这种动力呢，其实是不长久的，也是不够的。
But that dynamics would not be lasting at all.
唯有出自于爱心，才能够是自愿的，才是甘心乐意的。
But love would really motivate us to serve.
换句话就是说，这样子的爱心呢，其实靠自己呢，其实是有限的。
If we use our own self, it's hard to move.
而且是会枯竭的。
And we will soon end it.
唯有我们跟神连接上，连上那爱的源头，我们才有可能去爱别人。
But if we are connected with Jesus, who is the source of love, then we will continue on that love.
也就是说，人的爱其实是非常有限的。
Our human love is very limited.
比如说在大都会地区坐公车的时候，就很明显的例子。
If we go to a big city as we take a bus.
其实为人父母的常常都有爱心嘛。
Parents would really show their love.
但是你很多的时候，你知道大家在挤公车的时候呢，如果没有排队排好的话，今天你上车的我就不一定上得了车了。
As we go into the bus, if you are on, I probably could not get in.
所以很多的时候你在这个挤公车的时候，你会看到有爸爸或者是妈妈一挡，然后呢跟自己的小孩子说上去上去上去。
You'll see some parents trying to let their children go in first.
这就是人的爱心是有限的。
This would be human love, which is limited.
但是呢，如果我们跟神连结就不一样。
But if we are connected to the source of love，
我们在这个主后年的时候
，In 2002，
我们有就是说，当时我们教会是在加州的北边哈，在旧金山地区。然后呢，那另外一方面呢，就是我们要这个到这个加州的南方啊，洛杉矶那边念书。
We are from Northern California and we are about to go down south.To Southern California to study.
所以南北加州常常就要开车跑来跑去啊，一开就是六七个小时。
We need to drive for 6 hours.
我就记得有一次我们在开车哈，那时候我们的两个孩子都还小。
I remember we were driving, and at the time my children are still small.
我的女儿 Grace 她只有九岁哈，儿子这个 Timothy 是六岁。
Grace was still 9, and Timothy is only 6.
有一次我在开车的路上的时候呢，我就注意到一件事情啊。
As we're driving, I noticed something.
因为旅途这个比较长了，那我儿子他就睡着了，六岁的儿子就睡着了。
My son starts sleeping.
就睡着了之后呢，我就看到他的妹妹哈，他的姐姐坐在他旁边呢，手就扶着他的头。
And the sister is trying to use her hand to hold.
这一开始我并不是很注意哈，但是开了一两个小时之后，我看到Grace 她的手还是扶着 Timothy 的头。
I can see the love that shared from the elder sister to her brother.
然后呢，我就问 Grace， 因为我从后照镜看到的时候，我就问 Grace 说：“我说 Grace， 你在做什么
？”Grace， what are you doing？ I
asked. 然后女儿就告诉我说：“她说，爸爸，我怕这个弟弟的头会掉下来。
”I'm so afraid that his head will fall down and hurt himself.
这个就是爱哈。
This is love.
当我们在教会里面彼此相爱的时候
，If we love one another，
其实是对彼此有益的。
This would help. It would be advantage to us.
在家里的情况不但是对这孩子有益呢，对父母来讲也是最得安慰的。
It is really very comforting to parents as we show our love.
另外一方面，如果这个兄弟姐妹彼此之间不相爱的话
，If brother and sister do not love one another，
对他们自己来讲是有害的。
It is really hurting for them.
对父母来讲呢，也是最心痛的。
And it is really hurting for parents to know that.
在教会里面也是同样的道理。
Similarly, in the church, likewise.
在这里值得注意的一件事情就是当时犹大的情况。
Notice what Judah would be doing.
因为在经文里面的第二节里面告诉我们说，吃晚饭的时候呢，魔鬼已经将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子啊加略人犹大的心里了。
In verse 2 it says that evening, the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot.
然后十八节主又说，我这话不是指着你们众人说的，我知道我所拣选的是谁，现在要应验经上的话，说同我吃饭的人要用脚踢我。
In verse 18, Jesus said, the one who sitteth with me will use his feet to hurt me.
最后在27节跟28节的经文里面，我们又看到就是说呢，其实当时就是27节他吃了就是26节27节，耶稣回答说，我沾一点饼给谁就是谁，耶稣就沾了一点饼递给加利人西门的儿子犹大，他吃了以后撒旦就入了他的心。
In 26, you say, it is the one to whom I will give the bread when I dip into the dish. And the dipping of the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas.
所以换句话讲，就是在最后晚餐的时候呢，其实犹大是在当场也一起吃饭的。
Judas is right there eating the Last Supper.
那饭前的洗脚的时候，犹大在不在场呢？
Would he be around when Jesus cleansed their feet?
犹大也在那里啊。
Judas is there.
那主洗脚的时候，挨着门徒一个一个洗的时候呢，他有没有洗犹大的脚啊？
And Jesus also washed the feet of Judas.
他也洗了犹大的脚。
Definitely he would wash the feet.
我不知道如果是你的话，你会有什么反应啊？
If it's you, what would you do?
你知道这个人明天就要卖你了。
You know that he is going to sell you.
他要害你钉死在十字架。
He is going to hurt you and crucify you.
你现在要去洗他的脚。
Would you clean his feet?
你会怎么洗啊？
What will you do?
我不知道你会怎么洗。
I don't know what you would do.
我洗的时候可能会用力一点
啊。I will use properly force to hurt him.
可以的话，脚稍微扭一下，让他不舒服。
I will try to let him be uncomfortable.
你看看你明天要害我，我看我今
天。It's you who will hurt me tomorrow. I will do some hurt.
但是主的爱却不是这个样子。
But Jesus, the love of Christ is not this way.
这就是神的爱。
This is really love of God.
神帮助我们来爱那些不可爱、不配爱、不能爱的人。
Jesus allow us to love those whom we would not love.
其实我们自己在信主之前就是这个样子。
Actually, before we know Christ, this would be our lifestyle.
所以神告诉我们，圣经里面告诉我们说，神爱我们，因为我们爱神，因为神先爱我们。
We love God because He first loved us.
所以仆人领袖一定要以爱心为动力。
So use love as the motivation to do it.
第二个重点，仆人领袖应当以信心为根基。
A servant leader ought to use faith as the foundation.
在经文里面第三节，圣经里面告诉我们说
，In verse 3 it says,
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
Verse 3, Jesus knew that the Father had put everything into under His power, and that He got up and He had come from God.And was returning to God.
注意到两个知道的动词啊。
Look carefully at the verb.
主知道父神已经将万有交在手里。主知道他是从父神那里来的。主知道他要回到父神那里去。
Jesus knew that the Father, that he comes from God, and he knew that he will return to God.
所以其实第三节的经文里面呢，就提到人生的三大问题呢。
It actually tells us the three big problem of human being.
人生的三大问题就是人从哪里来，人往哪里去，人为什么活着。
Where do we come from? Where are we heading?
当我们知道我们从哪里来，往哪里去，为什么活着的时候，我们才有办法去服侍。
We know where we come from, where we're heading, it will allow us to live now.
当我们在学习的过程当中，甚至包括这种接触社会的媒体的时候呢，我们自己要小心。
If we work in an environment, and we need to be careful with the.
因为人的知识呢，常常告诉我们一些错误的观念、价值观跟人生观。
Knowledge would give us a lot of lesser value.
有些时候我们听起来觉得说有道理，就把它吸收进来，其实呢，那是不合乎圣经的。
Sometimes we try to absorb, but this is not biblical.
我打个比方啊。
Allow me to share with you illustration.
有广告说呢。不在乎天长地久，只在乎曾经拥有。有没有听过这句话？
Whether it be lasting, but the most important thing is you own it.
你知道这句话是常常是来形容什么的吗？
What does it try to describe?
很多时候是形容婚外情的。
It talks about marriage outside of marriage, love outside of marriage.
他甚至不说是犯奸淫，他是婚外情，还是一种爱情。
This is really love to other partners.
还有一句话说，只要我喜欢，为什么不可以？
Whether I love it, then I.
这就是回到这种人本主义的这种思想。
This is actually humanism.
这个都要小心了。
We need to be careful.
那我们知道现在的这种所谓的这种进化论这种学说。
Right now, as we talk about evolutionism.
那常常就讲说是人是这个猴子猩猩变来的。
We will say, we are evolved from monkey.
有一次有一个孩子呢，他回到家里面呢，他就跟他爸爸说，爸爸，我今天在学校里面学到就是说，原来人是从猴子变来的。
Son would, go home and tell his father, I learned, from the school that we come from monkey.
他爸爸也很幽默啊。
And his father said,
因为他是一个很好的基督徒。
He is really a very good, fine Christian.
他说也许我不知道，也许你认为你是从猴子猩猩变来的。
Maybe you come from a monkey or chimpanzee.
但是我是照着神形象造成的。
But I was created in the image of God.
然后呢，这是人从哪里来？
Where do we come from?
那人往哪里去呢？
Where are we heading?
有人说人死如灯灭，你死了就没了。
Some people said we will just suddenly wipe out as we died.
但是圣经里面告诉我们说人是往神永恒荣耀的国度去。
But the scripture will tell us that we are entering the eternal kingdom of God.
像这些我们都要小心。
We need to be careful.
所有的这人生观价值观一定要回到圣经里面的根基。
We need to come back to the foundation in the scripture.
否则我们就失去了人生这个真正的目的意义跟价值。
And we would lose the purpose of living here on this earth.
另外呢，在这边我们也看到福音领袖呢要以信心为根基呢，才会有真正的安全感。
If you really have faith as foundation, then you would have the assurance as you live here on this earth.
换句话讲，就是如果我不知道我是从哪里来往哪里去，我也不知道我是神所呼召的，我在教会的侍奉就会没有安全感。
If you do not know where you come from, where you're heading, then you would not feel comfortable or assured as you serve here in this earth.
就好像爱心一样呢，信心的源头呢，一定要从神而来，而不是从我们自己的个人。
Just love, it needs to come from the source of love.
所以一个真正认识的人，因为一个真正认识神的人呢。才有可能真正的谦卑下来来服侍。
If you really know the Lord, then you would serve Him.
在腓立比书第二章里面也讲到主自己谦卑舍己，甚至顺服钉死在十字架上，也是同样的道理。
In Philippians 2, we see saw Jesus humble Himself and die on the cross. It's the same principle.
最后一个仆人领袖呢，这个他侍奉的范围呢，必须要有国度观。
As we applied, we need to have a kingdom concept.As we apply it.
当我们没有国度观，没有这种从神来的信心呢的时候呢，就会有所谓的地盘主义。
If we don't have that kind of concept of kingdom leadership,
我以前曾听过一个见证发生在宣教的工厂。
I heard a story like this in the mission field.
那因为有这个宣教的机构要差派宣教士哈，要去这个法国巴黎的时候，这很久以前的事情。
Someone would like to send people to France, to Paris, to serve.
结果呢，当时巴黎已经有一个华人的宣教士在那里。
At that time, there is already a missionary there serving.
然后那个宣教士的反应是说，他说不要来哈，巴黎是我的。
Do not come because Paris belongs to me, said the missionary.
巴黎有多大？
Paris, how big is Paris?
这种情况就好像就是说，今天如果有人要差派宣教士来马尼拉。
Like people would send someone to Manila.
有一个人在这里服侍。
And someone serve here.
他说这边的马尼拉的这个整个马尼拉都是我的，这边的华人是算我的地方。
And someone said this belong to me, and I am serving here. You should not come.
这种三头主义要小心。
This kind of concept that this is ours need to be checked by the scripture.
另外，什么是仆人领袖侍奉的优先次序呢？
What would be the priority of our service?
我们必须不是要追求自己的安舒区哈 ，comfort zone.
We should not search for our own comfort zone.
而是要看到国度的需要在哪里，我们就愿意摆上。
We should see the priority of the kingdom.
我们这个中国人有一句话就是不要这个锦上添花哈，而是要雪中送炭，是同样的道理。
We need to give them while there's a need there.
最后仆人这个仆人领袖侍奉的心态。
What would be the attitude of our service?
就是说在我们侍奉的过程当中呢要懂得顺服。
We need to be submissive.
今天我们所面临的一个世代呢，其实普世的这种世代呢，整个人类呢，其实在迈向一个新的世代。
The global world is moving towards a new era.
他们有人翻作这个 postmodernism， 翻作后现代主义。
Postmodernism is what is being called today.
特别是在西方的社会，这种后现代主义的这种心态非常的强烈。
In Western nation, this postmodern concept is very strong.
所谓的后现代的意思就是没有绝对的，只有相对的。
There is no absolute things, but relativism.
我的儿子他们在这个非洲呢是上宣教士儿女的学校。
My son attended a missionary school.
所以他的同学当中有很多是世界各国来的宣教士的孩子。
His classmates would come from all over the whole world.
有一次呢，这个他大概一两年前呢，他就只把一件事情指给我看哈，他讲到他的同学叫 Simon 的那个 Facebook。
He talks about what happened to the Facebook of Simon。
那 Facebook 呢，这个有两种翻译啊，一种叫翻叫脸书啊 Facebook。
This is the Chinese concept of Facebook。
另外还有一种翻译叫做 Facebook 啊，意思就是又不用会死的。
The other is there's no face。
然后呢，那他说啊，爸爸你看我的同学 Simon 的政治观。
Look at the political viewpoint of my classmate.
那 Simon 呢，他是从瑞士来的。
He comes from Switzerland.
所以呢，瑞士呢，其实常常是一个委员会在轮流当总统。很多时候，他们根本搞不清楚谁是在当总统。
They do not even know who is the president because they take turn in serving as leader.
那 Simon 呢，他从瑞士来哈，他才十几岁的孩子，他的政治观是什么呢？
Simon is only teenager, what would be his political thinking?
他在他的脸书上是这么写的哈。
What did he write in his Facebook?
Whoever is in charge, I want him out.
谁做头，我要他离开。
对，不管是谁做头，我就要叫他下台就是了。
I would let him go out.
这就是现代后现代人的这种思想。
This is the thinking of postmodern people.
我们在教会里面侍奉也是同样的道理。
Similarly in the church.
我想这个。菲律宾这里是移民的社会，在北美也是移民的社会。
In Philippines, it's an immigrant society, just like U.S.
在移民社会里面的教会呢，其实大家都是有两把刷子的。
In migration country, there's always two types of people.
换句话讲，就是常常大家都是谁也不服谁就是了。
We do not honor each other.
那今天作为一个牧者，在教会里面，我们应当怎么服事呢？
How should we serve as a servant leader?
如果我们也要跟他们比能力、比知识的话呢，那就好像在教，那就很惨了哈。
If we try to compare with them, then it's really hurtful.
所以我们常常在教会里面看到，就是这个人能力很强，那个能力很强，常常看到教会里面就上演斗牛哈，看谁比较厉害。
And at the church, we always see power play.
所以在这样子的教会当中呢，我们一定要用从神来的爱心跟信心，才有可能服事。
We need to have love and faith that comes from God to face this challenge in the church.
只有用属灵的原则，才有办法把教会带起来。
Only through spiritual principles would we able to help build up the church.
否则你就是天天看斗牛了。
Or if not, there'll be quarrel.
下一点就是仆人领袖应当有心动，再加上行动。
A servant leader.You need to have a heart as well as movement.
然后呢，在第四节里面，圣经告诉我们说呢，耶稣就离席站起来。
Jesus stand up.
然后呢，在这个中文圣经里面的这个“就”字哈，英文是 “so” 哈，这个字是可圈可点的。
This so, what is being interpreted in the scripture is something important.
因为主知道他从哪里来，往哪里去，为什么活着。
Jesus knows where he comes from and why did he live here on this earth.
所以他就离席。
So he stand up.
他就离席之后呢，之后有好几个动词很特别。
Then there are many important verbs right here.
圣经说就离席，站起来。
He stood up.
你看到主站起来了吗？
He stood up.
脱了衣服。
He take off his clothes,
拿一条毛巾手巾
and get up a basin, a napkin.
束腰，你看到他束腰了吗？
And put around on his waist.
然后第五节，随后把水倒在盆里。
And he poured water into a basin.
就洗门徒的脚。
And began to wash the disciples' feet.
并用自己所束的手巾擦干了。
Drying them with his own towel that was wrapped around him.
所以呢，在这里我们就看到主给我们设了一个很好的榜样。
Jesus gave us a very good model.
所以在这里我们也看到仆人领袖呢，这个要做一个好的领袖之前呢，他首先必须是一个好的仆人。
Being a good leader, you need to be a good servant.
哎，对，有些时候我们就英文会翻成说，a good leader need to be a good follower first 啊，必须做一个跟随的人。
A good leader need to be a good follower.
然后呢，在这里我们也看到仆人领袖必须愿意主动采取实际的行动去服侍别人。
And servant leaders need to actively, proactively do something and serve others.
所以有属灵的长辈告诉我们说，哈
，Our mature leaders would tell us.
魔鬼撒旦呢，不怕你心动一百次，只怕你行动一次。
Are not afraid that you will move in your heart, but if you move one step, he'll be challenged.
很多的时候，我们参加特会或是参加聚会，心里面有感动。
Sometimes we are moved by the Spirit.
但是有没有行动呢？
But do we have some action?
你可以感动五次、十次、一百次。
Maybe you have 5 times, 10 times, or even 100 times.
但是如果你没有付诸行动的话呢，其实这些感动都没有用的。
But if you do not have any action, then it's nothing.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So do not quench the touching of the Holy Spirit.
我们在非洲的侍奉呢，我们这个很照着主的榜样，很看重的其中一个策略呢，就是领袖培训。
We do a strategic training the leaders.
所以呢，我们在推动宣教的过程当中呢，常常要去刻意去有目的的去栽培这个学生，来做领袖。
We intentionally would like to groom them to be leaders.
大概3-4年前有一次，我们差不多每年都有2次带学生到森林里面、到丛林里面去做宣教。
We would bring our students intentionally into the forest to do some mission work.
因为在非洲还有很多的未得之民和 unreached people.
There are still many unreached people group there.
大概4-5年前呢，有一次我带着这个学生的短宣队出去了。
15 years ago, I brought a group.
结果后来这个到了第一天晚上，大家开会。
In the first night when we start our meeting.
那队长就说，那我们今天这个明天早上呢一早需要有人起来，这个生火。
We need someone to light the fire.
来做早餐，给大家吃。
Do breakfast for us.
有没有人愿意？
Is there anyone who will prepare breakfast for us?
就我们当中有个弟兄叫这个 Jackie， 他就举手，他说我可以。
Jackie said, I will do it.
你在我们听起来可能没有觉得很特别。
We perhaps do not think it's important.
但是非洲是男尊女卑的社会跟文化。
But in Africa, the men should be honored.
所以呢，就是你有那个有弟兄愿意早上起来，做这个女孩子做的事情，这是很特别的。
A man willing to do some women's work, that is really very significant.
然后呢，那团契的团长就说：“好 ，check it， 就是你了。
”The fellowship said, "Yes, do it."
那这个因为呢，在那边呢，这个肯尼亚以前是英国的殖民地，所以有喝茶的习惯，早茶晚午茶的习惯。
Kenya has been colonized by England, so they do drink tea in the morning.
我们要吃喝早茶的时候，还需要牛奶。
We need some milk.
需要有人这个走到这个山下去，到村里面去买牛奶。
We need someone to walk to the barrio to buy some milk.
有没有人愿意？
We have any volunteer?
这个又举手了，他说我可以。
Someone raised his hand and said, "Oh, I can do it."
他说我在家里面的时候，不止常常早上起来做早餐。
I normally would do breakfast in the morning.
常常需要走很远的路去买东西。
I would need to walk a long distance to buy milk.
这个对我来讲不是问题。
This is not a problem.
这所以队长说好，这件事情也交给你了。
The leader said, "Go ahead."
所以呢，这个其实就是实际的行动。
There's really action.
那所以就是说，在我们在栽培学生的过程当中呢
，As we train our students，
常常就要观察谁是那真正愿意去服侍别人的人，这样的人才适合做领袖。
We need to observe who really want to serve others and they are really the leaders.
照着圣经的教导，照着主耶稣的榜样。
This is the biblical principle and follow what Jesus said.
所以像 Jacket 这样的学生，你栽不栽培啊
？Like Jacket, would you try to help?
当然要好好栽培嘛，对不对？
Definitely we would train them.
而且要用心的栽培，对不对？
And we would intentionally help.
结果后来大概两年前，
Two years ago,
Jack 要毕业之前一年，
When Jack was about to graduate,
诶，忽然他的父亲去世了，因为年纪大了。
His father died suddenly.
结果这个时候呢，那时候我们刚刚好回到美国述职。
At the time we returned to US.
我们碰到一个教会，在德州有个教会，他就说啊，黄牧师，你们在非洲的侍奉呢，我们也想参与哈。
Someone said, I would like to be part of your ministry in Africa.
不知道你有没有什么需要？
Do you have any needs?
我说需要当然是有了。
Yes, I have many needs.
但是我们的学生比我们更有需要。
And the students had more needs than us.
如果你们愿意的话，就是你们支持我们的学生，其实就是支持我们。
When you support our students, you are actually supporting us.
在教会里面就开召开长执会啊，然后后来做成决议。
They make a decision of the church.
然后就奉献了一笔钱做奖学金，专门做宣教奖学金。
And they establish a scholarship fund.
所以当这个 Jacket 的父亲刚刚去世的时候呢，
When Jacket's father died,
这笔钱刚刚好拨下来。
It is really something extra.
你说奖学金要给谁啊？
Who should we give the scholarship?
所以其实我们自己也愿必须要愿意来服侍主，神就自己必然供应。
If we want to serve, we're willing to serve, then God will surely supply our needs.
所以很多的时候我们侍奉的时候要有主动积极的态度。
We should be proactively wanting to do some action.
曾经有一位年纪大的姊妹。
One elderly woman.
她在教会里面常常就是说啊，为什么我从来没有人来关心我，来帮助我哈？我好可怜，我好孤独。
How come people are not helping me? I'm very lonely.
有一天她醒悟过来哈。
One day she is awakened.
其实为什么我不去主动的关怀别人，帮助别人
？How come I did not serve others?
后来所以就是每一次仇敌哈，把这种想法，就是说为什么没有人来关怀我的这种。想法呢，他把它转变过来。每次有这种想法的时候，他第一个行动呢，就是把教会的通讯录拿出来哈，打电话给教会里面其他人，帮他代祷，来关心，帮别人代祷。
She would use the phone directory and call others to help out.
盼望我们在教会里面也好，在神学院里面也好，也是同样的道理。
Whether be in church or whether here in the seminary, you likewise can do it.
不是说啊，为什么我一个人在这里哈，都没有人来关心我哈，我离家这么远都没有人来关怀我，而是要想一想我可以怎么去帮助关怀其他的弟兄姐妹。
Don't feel lonely and said, how come no one is helping me? But be proactive to help others.
所以侍奉里面最大的一个挑战呢，就是要如何成为彼此的祝福，那个才是真正的侍奉。
How could we bless each other?
好，我们来看最后一点。
Lastly.
仆人领袖应当口传身传代代相传。
Servant leaders need not only to use his mouth, not only to use his lifestyle, but also to continue on that kind of habit.
所以从十二节到第十七节里面，我们刚刚经文里面已经读过了。
We have read earlier verse 12 to 17.
特别注意到第十五节，主耶稣讲到榜样。
Jesus talks about modeling in verse 15.
所以榜样是非常重要的。
Being a model is very important.
主在这里的榜样呢，其实是多方面的。
He actually gives us a multifaceted.
因为他不只有口传，他也有身传，就像我们所谓的言教跟身教是同样的道理。
Not only would he use his mouth to preach, but he also uses his life to preach to others.
比如说在第十二节呢，主就问他们。
Jesus asked them in verse 12.
然后从十三节他开始解释，这是口传的部分。
In verse 13, he would explain.
刚刚我们讲到第十五节的榜样和 modeling, 其实就是身传的部分。
In verse 15, talking about modeling, it's actually trying to train them through his life.
最后代代相传呢，因为在第十五节的结束呢，主耶稣说：“你们照着我向你们所做的去做。”然后第十七节，若是去行，就有福了。
What I have done for you, do it likewise. And if you do it, you'll be blessed.
这就是教会的生命。
This is the life of the church.
是一代一代一代一代一直用生命传递生命，一直传递下去的。
And we will continue to multiply lives.
其实我们在非洲这个侍奉的过程当中，感谢主有机会见证到圣经的大能，神借着圣经的这种大能来改变当地的文化。
We really can see the power of the gospel that transformed the culture.
我们七八年前刚去的时候，
7 or 8 years ago when we go there,
当时我们设立的这种宣教的团契，目的就是要动员当地的教会跟这神学院的学生呢起来对跨文化宣教要负担。
We started with fellowship so that they would, can serve in other cultures.
所以我记得第一年呢，就是我们一年有三个学期，第三个学期结束的时候我们有一个欢送会。
We have three quarters, and the last quarter we always have a sending off meeting.
就是欢送毕业生的餐会。
We send off our graduates.
那欢送会的时候呢，就看到就是东西买了之后呢，都是姐妹在厨房里面忙。
We can see the ladies serving.
那其他弟兄们呢，全部都站在外面晒太阳。
And men would stand out in the sunshine, enjoying the sunshine.
我们这个宣教我们这圣经学院呢是在山上。
We are right in the mountain.
所以白天的时候呢，站在外面聊天了，然后这个还不是太大的问题啊。
When we share with others in daylight time, there be no problem.
但是到了晚上的时候，天气就冷了。
In evening, it is really very cold.
然后来我早那个白天的时候看这个男孩子都在外面哈，都不肯进到厨房里面去帮忙。
In daytime, we see the men enjoying sunlight.
后来到傍晚的时候呢，我看他们还坚持在外面。
During evening time, they still stand there.
因为晚餐还没有做好。
Because the dinner has not been served yet.
结果他们几个人就围在那里。
They would surround each other.
因为很冷，手就这个插着。
Because it's very cold, they would do likewise.
实在太冷，还在那边一直跳。
Because it's too cold, they would start jumping.
那就我就问其中一个学生。
I asked one of the students.
我说 ,Steven, 你们在做什么
?What are you doing, Steven?
Steven 就说他说莫利姆就是老师的意思。
I said, teacher.
We are telling story here.
我们在讲故事。
And story keep you warm.
讲故事让我们得到温暖。
我说好，你们在这边继续温暖吧，我要进去了。
I said, come in.
所以但是呢感谢主呢，大概一年多前。
Praise the Lord, one year ago.
同样的团契，但是已经一代一代不同的人了。
We have different people serving there.
我们这去外面侍奉的时候呢，然后那个晚上吃完饭之后呢，哇，这很多的弟兄在帮忙洗碗啊、抹地啊、清洁。
We have started to see men helping dishes.
其中我们当中有一个姐妹这个学生叫 Esther。
One of the students called Esther.
那很自然，她当然也在旁边帮忙。
Of course, she was serving.
就在做清洁的时候 ，Esther 就在那边一直笑，一直笑，笑个不停哈。
She was really laughing and laughing and laughing.
我说 Esther， 你在笑什么
？What are you laughing, Esther？
她说我从来没有看过这么多男人在地上这个抹地哈。
I seldom see men mopping the floor.
这就是福音的大能。
This is really the power of the gospel.
什么叫真理呢
？What is truth?
真理就是超越时间空间的。
Truth means it transcends culture and time.
真理是超越种族文化的。
Truth would transform the culture and even the situation there.
所以今天一个原则，如果可以在华人当中用，那但是在非洲不能用，那个就不叫真理。
If we can use it in our Chinese community and yet we can use L word, then that would not be truth.
或者是说，如果能够在北美用，但是菲律宾不能用，那个也不叫真理。
If we can use it in North America, yet we can use it in Philippines, then that's not truth.
因为真理是超越时空，真理是放诸四海皆准。
Truth is something that transcends everything.
因为真理是从神来的。
It comes from God.
最后一个就是在家里面的，同样的也是需要有榜样。
We in our family we need model.
这样子才能够这个属灵的生命代代相传。
Then we can continue to transcend generation.
我们在家里面的时候呢，从小就要求我们的孩子一个儿子一个女儿做家事。
We would train our children to help us.
因为做家事呢，其实对孩子是很大的帮助。
If you ask them to do the family things, that would really help them.
我们可以借着做家事培养他们办事的能力。
We can train them to do how to do things.
可以塑造他们的品格。
It is really how to model them.
还可以减少他们的抱怨。
And they would listen their criticism.
因为比如说今天这个做的饭呢，如果妈妈又做同样，她说啊，怎么今天又吃蛋炒饭呢？
The mom is cook the food and they would not complain.
我的意思不是说我太太常常做蛋炒饭啊。
I'm not saying that my wife cook ordinary food.
如果你教有一次那生母有一次呢，她教我们的儿子蛋炒饭。
One time my wife teach my son how to cook rice.
所以他的第一次蛋炒饭呢，他自己多高兴啊。
And the time my son tried to cook it and he was so happy.
就算蛋炒焦了他也没有怨言啊。
Fried rice, even it's overcooked, he would not complain.
因为那是他炒的嘛，对不对？
Because he is the one who did it.
那这小的时候呢都没有什么问题了。
Small, they don't have problem.
后来呢，那个孩子大了，我们去年带我们的女儿去回到美国上大学。
When they grow up, as I bring my daughter to study in the States.
那我们的儿子呢，以前有姐姐可以学啊，现在姐姐不在了，他就说他我也不要洗碗了。
Previously, the sister would help him. Now, he complained I would not do it anymore.
那他理由是什么吗？
What is this reason?
他说爸爸说他只做重要的事情，所以我也不做。
My dad would normally do important tasks, then I wouldn't do it too.
我是跟他说，我没有错，我是跟他说，男生要做家里面最重要的事情。
I always tell him men should do the most important tasks at home.
但是我从来没有说洗碗不重要啊。
And I did not say washing dishes is not important.
他没想过他小的时候是谁在洗碗呢？
And they didn't know that who is actually washing dishes when they're still small.
我说好，从现在开始呢。
I said from now on.
135爸爸洗，246你洗 ，OK？
At time Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I would do the dishes.
因为在家里面教养儿女其实是有特别的挑战的。
It's really a challenge to train child at home.
因为你在教会里面一个小时、两个小时，你还可以做一个好的传道人。
Because at the church you can be a good pastor.
你在家里面呢，你的孩子是用好像放大镜一样，24小时天天盯着你的。
But at home, your children would look at you 24 hours.
所以我们自己一定要做好的榜样，好的见证，才可以帮助他们灵命的
成长。We need to be a good model to help train them.
好，最后我们来做个总结。
In conclusion.
我们讲到就是，福音领袖应当以爱心为动力。
We should use love as our motivation.
神既然爱我们到底，爱到极限，同样我们要从神那边领受爱心，才有办法去爱别人。
Because Jesus loves us, so we also need to use love as our motivation.
就应当以信心为根基。
We should use faith as our foundation.
同样信心，真正的信心必须是从神而来的。
But faith needs to come from God.
我们才有办法知道我从哪里来，我往哪里去，我为什么活着，或者我为什么侍奉。
And you will know why you will be serving.
这样我们才会有真正的这个安全感。
Then you will have that kind of comfort.
因为是神自己保守我们。
Because Jesus is the one who protects us.
第三个仆人领袖应当有心动，再加上行动。
Servant leader need to have the, not only moved by the heart, but also some action.
不要只是有理论，不要只是。
Not only some principles and some knowledge.
因为圣经里面说，鬼魔子也信，只是战惊。
Because they will also believe.
只有知识对我们是没有帮助的。
If you only have knowledge, then it will not help you.
一定要有信心带出来的行动。
And you need to have an action plan.
最后一个仆人领袖应当口传、身传、代代相传。
You need to use your mouth to preach, and as well as your life, and also transcend different generations.
在家里也好，在教会也好。
In our home, in our church,
一定要用生命来影响生命。
We need to use life to transform life.
用生命来带动生命。
Use life to touch life.
所以最后呢，以前常有一种讲法叫做 fat servant, F-A-T servant.
Be a fast servant.
但是我们现在改加了一个字叫从 fat, 因为 fat 它是讲胖的意思，把从 fat 改成 fast servant.
Using fat, I changed it to fast.
所以我们的挑战就是盼望我们每个人都成为一个这个 fast servant, 一个手脚利落的 servant.
We should be a fast servant.
F 就是 faithful, 要忠心。
We need to be faithful.
A 就是 available, 要有愿意的心。
We need to be available.
The S 就是 submissive, 要顺服。
We need to be submissive.
我们必须 teachable, 愿意这个受教。
Lastly, we need to be teachable.
盼望神都帮助我们。
May the Lord touch us.
成为他良善忠心的仆人。
So that we will be faithful servant.
我们请邵院长帮我们做结束的祷
告。Lord Jesus, as we come before you, thank you, Lord, for this challenge to be a fast servant. All of us have this desire to serve you. May you use this sermon to continue to remind us to serve you and to love you and to have faith in you. May all of us have that action plan and may you use each and every one of us. 天父，谢谢你让我们今天早上从你仆人口中知道一个仆人领袖该有的领袖观，求主帮助我们走在你旨意之下， 我们知道我们从那里来也往那里去，让我们的呼召更加清楚，知道我们在这里学习的是为什么。愿主恩待我们，成为一个你所喜悦的仆人领袖。听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣祈求。